This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 58 for Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Happy Tuesday evening.
Well, that's weird. We don't ever do podcasts on Tuesday.
Yes, we do.
Why are we doing it on Tuesday?
Why are we doing it on Tuesday? Because it means we actually like get Sunday to do stuff.
There's a novel idea, huh?
I know. Well, yeah. we used to record them on Sunday because we were both home. And then when we went live, we just kept it that way. It was a habit, but it was really kind of inconvenient. So.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a little more convenient now, so Sundays we can get more work done and yard work and all that happy stuff we have to do.
Oh. That's true. And after shows, we would do a Tuesday night, and that seemed to work out well, and a lot of people liked it. So we decided to move it, and now we can actually do some yard work. Brian actually mowed the lawn, and he loves to mow the lawn. So Brian mowed the lawn on Sunday, and we had we got a lot done. It was nice.
So here we are. We'll see if it works.
I like it.
Okay, awesome. All right, what do we got going on for today? You've got like some weird trivia here.
You know, I think it's important to recognize the 50th anniversary of the zip code.
I guess that's writing related, I guess.
Think about it. It's certainly writing related. July 1st, 1963, the post office introduced the zip code, and then 4 months later, they introduced the two-letter abbreviation codes for all the states, partly to make room for this expanded zip code. So I just found that to be very interesting.
Okay. Well, we celebrate it by going to the post office.
Yeah, all the time.
Speaking of celebrate, I guess.
Yeah, is this where we sing celebration? No?
All right, so I'm not one to chat much about it, but Saturday was my birthday.
You didn't even want the people at the party to know.
Well, you know, I just wanted to hang out with our friends. They do so much for us. I didn't want them to feel obligated to bring anything. I wanted to hang out.
But you want them to at least show up. If you think it's just some random cookout that we do all the time, then they may not come.
Yeah, but they might feel obligated to come if they knew it was a birthday party.
Yeah. Well, they need to show up. We never see them between their schedule. So we had a blast. It was
we had a small little cookout.
Yeah.
And actually, the funny thing is we had three of our close friends and their daughter come over, and nobody ate anything except for us.
I know.
And Vinny.
And Brian makes the most amazing burgers. Brian does all the grilling, and it's phenomenal. The kids and I have talked him down from huge, what we would call coma burgers. They were so big. Half ground beef, half turkey. You'd eat it and literally fall into a coma. It's kind of awesome.
I miss those days. I mean, you know, we had these little
But the kids
things.
Wouldn't eat them. I mean, like, the kids and I would share one and have leftovers.
My grandmother, who is now 91 years old, came.
God love her.
What was it? 2 years ago? I don't remember even.
Three.
What
the occasion was. It was 3 years
ago. We have a housewarming or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, in the summer.
And my grandma ate two of those. And my grandma's like.
And then she passed out.
She's like 5 foot nothing.
Yeah, so, she's pretty tiny.
I mean, grandma can handle it. Anybody can handle it. So
these were big. So at least you've slowly made them like human size.
Well, I want people to eat them.
I know. They are so yummy. So we had a little get-together. It was awesome. The weather has been gorgeous. And that's the other part of moving the podcast to Tuesday night is Sunday. So many people are now out and about on the weekends and we're trying to get some gardening done and stuff around the house, so it works out better. But did you get anything for your birthday?
Yes, in true in true gift-giving fashion, I guess. I did receive a pen for my birthday.
No.
No. And the funny thing about this is, well, I mean, it's kind of no secret for anniversaries, birthdays, whatever, Christmas. Some may think it's kind of cheesy, but I sort of pick the pen.
And it is kind of cheesy, but it works for us. So.
Well, so back in March in Baltimore, I saw a pen that I liked. And it was at, I believe it was on Mike Quitt's table.
Yep, I think so.
And
I just
saw it,
go where you tell me to go. And buy
I saw it the buy. Last day of the show. Right. And so we're chatting and it was on a Sunday and it was real low key. And I saw it on the table and like, wow, that's a cool, cool pen. And you don't see those very often, if at all. And I said, well, that's really cool. And he says, well, you know, he may be the classic gentleman Sunday offer. And I said, no, I really, you know, I really shouldn't. I don't remember what else I bought at the show. I'd have to look back and check. I can't remember, but I bought a Franklin Christoph and something else. But and then he made me an even better offer. He says, "Well, I tell you what." He says, "If you want, just take the pen, and then just send me a check sometime."
I like him.
I like Mike.
But we never do that.
No, you don't do that. I mean, that's a very generous offer. So I go back and he says, "Well, I tell you what." Then he changed it again. He says, "I tell you what. I'll knock $25 off. You buy it today." Like, okay. Let me think about it. So I run back to the table, and he was like two tables behind us. Actually, it was Terry and Frankie. Yes, a complete pen, Aziza. Terry and Frankie Tedesco are right behind us, and then Mike was not right behind him. So I come back to the table, and I tell Lisa, I said, listen. I said, here's what you need to do. You need to go over. You need to talk to Mike, and he has this pen, and you need to get it. Because if you don't, I'm probably going to do it. So not only does Lisa go over and get this pen, but you got an even better deal on it than I did. Isn't that true?
You know, we're not supposed to discuss how much we pay for pens, so...
I don't care, but
I don't want to make you feel bad. You negotiate these deals, I go over, and I come back with money and a pen.
Well, his asking price was more than fair. The discounted price to me was a killer deal, and I don't know what you got it for, but if you got it for a discount, then even better. So now I think the intent was going to be the next gift, right? So
I think originally it was supposed to be our anniversary present.
Our wedding anniversary present, right?
In May.
So in and May comes along.
I don't remember what you got, but
well,
it wasn't that.
In May it ended up being the Omas.
Oh,
so this guy here, this big bad boy, the Omas Paragon.
So then the Baltimore pen got pushed back.
So it got pushed back, and then
Father's Day came.
Father's Day comes along.
What'd you get for Father's Day?
Well, on Father's Day we were in Boston, right?
Oh, so, yeah. Oh, so you got
this guy right here, the Pelican,
M600 right.
In blue, and I just. When the guy came to the table and he brought it, and he says, I'd like to trade you for this other pen. I'm like, well, sure. and my first thought was, well, it's got a fine nib on it. I'm like, I just don't like fine nibs.
Awesome.
But as it turns out, the nib is not necessarily that fine. It works out pretty well. So.
All right. So then the present got pushed back again.
Present get pushed back to birthday. And finally, for the birthday, Lisa's got to go dig it up, although she says she knew where it was all the time.
It was right here next to my desk the whole time. It was in my pen cup for a while.
Yeah.
I'm the queen of hiding things in obvious places so that he finds it, he gets all happy and excited, and then I get to buy something else for him that makes him happy.
Well, you know, I like to see how patient I can be. So she said, "Would you like your present now? Would you like your present now?" Like this is going on for like weeks.
I had one present in your sock drawer for weeks.
Well, yes.
Which is a testament to either the fact that you don't wear socks or how many
I wear socks.
Come on. It's you just have a lot. You had a lot of socks in that drawer. I wanted you to find it so bad.
And this is getting a little personal. I have two sock drawers, so anyway.
I hid it in the top one.
They're small. You hid it in the top?
Anyway,
so here it is. Much ado.
Without further ado,
right.
Ta-da!
Here it is.
It's a tire pen, right?
It is a tire pen, yeah. So,
yay.
Here, I'm just going to focus this on me here. This is a red hard rubber Edison. I know some of you are going, what? There it is.
My Edison doesn't look like that.
this is the Edison Pen Company of Petersburg, Virginia. So back in the 1920s, Edison was actually a very high quality manufacturer of pens. Mostly, they make some eyedroppers, mostly lever fillers. So when I saw this in red hard rubber, I said,
that's for me.
Yeah, you don't ever see them. I mean, number one, they're hard enough to find, much less one any pen in red hard rubber. So, and it's nice. It's got it's interesting. It has a black section, and that's just how it is. And for all that are taking notes here, yes, it does have a nib, but it's the wrong
it's
nib.
It's a complete pen.
It's a complete pen. It's in working order. Unfortunately, it is not an Edison nib.
Well,
so
we're working on that.
I go and I post on Pentrace. You know, Pentrace has been, I guess the traffic lately has been a little less than...
better.
Has been a little less than perfect lately. So, I mean, you know. So I go on and I post a picture of the pen. It's interesting. It actually has the imprint. And our friend Len Provisor, who is a big time, or at least he used to be, not so much anymore, a big time collector of blotters. He posts something, and I just can't believe my eyes. So I'm going to show it here. I'm going to share my screen here for a second. He has an envelope.
Cool.
Yeah, he has an envelope that is from the Edison Pen Company. So let's take a look at this here.
All right. And there's your pen. Ta-da!
And there it is, right on the bottom. Do you see that? Complete. It's got the black section. It's got the exact same lever. The only difference is my clip does say Edison on it. But that's the pen. And
that's very cool.
You know, so yeah, that's wicked cool. And unfortunately, I wish it had the model number. It's got on the top. You have the 2.5 VP black. And 2.5 VC red for the, but not for the full size model. So anyway, so that's cool. With this, the important thing here is now this pen actually does make a collection now, because now I actually have three of them.
Three red hard rubber.
No,
Edisons.
I have three Edisons.
Three vintage Edisons.
Yep, okay. This one right here. We got in Raleigh last year, and it's a hand engraved lever filler. Stupidly scarce. And then the big daddy of them all. This one I've had for a long time. Is a number 6 size. This is a big honker. Modeled hard rubber. It's faceted. Yeah,
nice.
Faceted. It's got on the ends. And the cap, it has a gold-filled crown on it. It's got the original Edison number 6 nib. I mean, it's a big, big pen. And this one I got in a lot off of eBay 1 year for, I don't know, some ridiculous price. It was like $20 or something like that. It was just stupid. But so you put the three of them together.
And suddenly you have
suddenly
a collection.
Look at that.
All right.
So
very cool.
And with the nib, like I say, it didn't have the right nib, so I post on Pentrace. Len posts his picture of the envelope. But then our good friend, Dan.
I love Dan.
Dan's awesome.
He's a trip. Dapper Dan.
Dapper Dan, yeah. We we actually got to meet him for the first time in L.A. this year. He sends a picture. He says, "Well, you know, by chance, I happen to have the correct nib for that pen." He says, "If you want to switch, just let me know and I'll send it to you." And he sent it in the mail today. So,
very cool.
By the end of the week, most likely, or beginning of next week, I'll have that nib, and then I'm just going to swap the gold nib that's in here and put it in his pen, and we'll have a real complete, very hard to find Edison. So,
you're getting all sorts of stuff in the mail. You got tools in the mail today. You've got some secret surprise coming from a good friend of ours that's arriving tomorrow.
What? Yeah, what? What's coming?
I don't know what it is. I sincerely don't.
I don't know. This is the first I've heard of this.
Okay. So, what else did we do this week besides celebrate your birthday and eat Coma burgers and brats?
I did give a second chance at the repair bench video.
With a new video camera.
Yeah, we went gotten a new video camera, and we thought it was. And I'm using it right now, so I think it was a little bit clearer. And we took the opportunity to take some suggestions, and I actually did include some audio in on the bench time, describing exactly what I'm working on, problems that we're facing with some of these pens, and some of them are really nice pens, and we ran into some problems. I say we, but
I was good.
You were in the other room typing away, and it just goes, it goes to show, I guess, there are certain things about repairing pens that. If you can't get it, when we had, in fact, I'll show it here. I have this pen right here, which is a John Holland
saddle filler. Is that the one that wouldn't come open?
Yeah, it absolutely will not come open. I probably spent on the video and off the video later, probably over an hour trying to get the dang thing open, and it would not come open.
Well, I think it's interesting to watch what happens. Especially if you've never taken a pen apart before. And I think it's kind of cool that customers can potentially watch you work on their actual pen. I live with you and I've repaired pens, and I know that sometimes you get a pen in for repair and you've got no idea what's happened to it before it comes to you. And people do crazy stuff to their pens. They glue them, they hammer them, they do weird stuff to it. So, you're trying to get it back to the best you can, but sometimes it doesn't work so easily.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to this pen, but they've used some kind of adhesive that is not is impervious to heat. I got it. Over the years, you get, after a little bit of time, you get comfortable and familiar with the amount of heat necessary for certain pens and hard rubber. And this is getting uncomfortably hot for me. And it wasn't like it was starting to come. It wasn't moving at all. In fact, I was going in with an X-Acto knife and trying to see, if I can scrape away at some adhesive, and I was able to get some out, but I still can't get it open. So, we contacted our client and said, listen, I don't want to damage it. There's a chance it's not going to come apart whole. So, we decided not to
mess with it.
Not to mess with it,
Yeah. Well, and sometimes that's the smart thing to do. It's better to have it. Oh, there's a rainbow. It's better to have it.
Look, a chicken.
It's better to have it not fixed than broken.
Well, yeah. I mean, these Holland saddle fillers are very, very hard to find. I have one that I got for Christmas. Thank you. But they're hard to find. You can't replace. It's not like a vacuumatic. It's not like a vac major in gray or something. If you bust it, well, there it is. You know, you can replace it, but you can't do that in this one. So, nope. Anyway, that was kind of it for.
I think you should do more.
For the bench, yeah, I'm going to do. I'll try to do one a week. I'll turn it on when I've got some
Sunday. I hear that 1 o'clock slot's free.
Slots. I like to do. I like to prepare in the morning, so maybe we'll do. Although this was in the afternoon. Anyway, I ramble.
We'll figure it out.
So.
Let's see. We had a couple questions from viewers and listeners, so I thought we'd address a couple of those. Some of them were kind of fun. Brian, one's addressed to you, actually.
Okay.
I don't, since this doesn't quite apply to me just as much. Somebody wanted to know, when don't you carry a fountain pen? Like, I've admitted that I use a rollerball. Don't be a hater. Hugh, help me out. And, you know, somebody wants to know when you don't carry it. So I was trying to think of weird random things. Like, do you carry a pen in your pocket when you mow the lawn?
I have to answer that question.
All right, how about when you grill? Do you have a pen?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? I mean, you know.
To take orders?
Well, no, but it's in my pocket. You know, if I'm wearing a shirt with a pocket, there's always going to be a pen in it. So, you know, if I decide that day, you know, I mean, like right now, I've got a short sleeve shirt on. I could just as well be wearing this on a Saturday or Sunday when I decide I'm going to mow the lawn. So.
And you wear that dress shirt to mow the lawn?
Well.
Just in case you want to stop and take a note? I'm just curious. See, now I'm curious, too. I know that you don't wear it when you sleep. What else?
Now, this is getting ridiculous.
How about when you ride your bike?
No. Well, it depends. Which bike? I have two.
When we ride our bikes down to the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a pen with me. Absolutely.
Okay. To check off our list.
Well, you never know. I mean, you know, you run it to somebody. I mean, you know, in those cases, I might have something that's a little more durable, metal pen or something.
Like my rollerball.
Like a fountain pen, maybe, an all-sport, maybe. You know, the Quaco all-sport is real small.
That's true. That's true. And uber, you know,
it's
durable.
It's bomb-proof. Yeah, you know, I can't bust it. But, yeah, if I ever have a pocket – now, if I'm wearing a T-shirt, probably not. But I'm not going to be one of those guys that puts it – you know, they clip it on the inside of their shirt. But
I don't know.
Yeah, no. So, well, what about you? I mean, you've got a purse. I guess that doesn't really count.
Why doesn't that count? Ladies, help me out. A purse counts.
You have a purse with you all the time. Always,
just about, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So I guess whenever I have my purse, I have pens in there.
Right. I hope, anyway.
All right, let's see. Another question. Which got me thinking, not in a good way. What's your dream pen? The one you want, but you won't, or you can't buy?
Define dream pen.
Well, that was the question. What is your dream pen?
Well, I want to know the definition of what a dream pen is. I mean, is it something that's obtainable?
The listener didn't clarify. It was just, what's your dream pen, the one you can't or won't buy? If you're going to waver, I'm just going to jump in.
Well, go ahead, and then I'm going to think about it for a second.
The Pelican Toledo.
Yeah, you won't buy that.
I won't buy it. I think it's gorgeous, but I won't buy it because I wouldn't use it.
You know, that's funny. That's funny because that's the exact same thing you said about the Aurora 75th anniversary.
And I didn't buy it. I use it.
And where is it now? It's sitting next to the bed on the nightstand.
No, it's right here.
Is it? Prove it to me. Did you move it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did. It was like just there like an hour ago.
Well, I moved it because it's usually in the case. This is my new daily carry. Since my schedule's All right. changed. My other dream pen, the one I won't buy, is the Wall Ever Sharp Coronet.
Yeah, you won't buy that.
Again, love it. Oh my God, I want to be buried with it, but I won't buy it because I wouldn't use it. Well, and it has to be the one with the red pyro.
Yeah, yeah, the Dubonnet. Dubonnet is clearly the better of the two. With and the one with the not the square. The square inserts the diamond shaped ones. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, if I had a huge windfall, I mean, there are certain pens. There's no way on earth I would ever be able to afford the Waterman 20. I don't know. You know, there is one pen that I feel that is within grasp that I would be just.
What?
It's an Aiken Lambert eyedropper. It's a taper cap. It has a mother of pearl slabs in the barrel, I believe, and it has a gold filled overlay on the taper cap, which is an exceptionally hard thing to find in a taper cap. And I believe Bob Novak has that one.
Where did he go? And he was like there one day and gone the next.
Yeah, he wasn't there on Sunday.
I was ready to buy you a present.
You were?
Yeah.
Bob, if you're listening, area code 920. you know, but it's, you know, I don't know if it's a dream pen. I don't really have a dream pen. I don't have anything that I you know. I mean, that pen is very expensive. I think it's attainable.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't use a lot of those pens anyway, so that's not a concern. But that pen I would be tickled pink to have. Actually, you know what? I have another one, if I can do a second one. Because this one I think is truly, if I ever see one in my life, I will be, you better watch out. Because we're going to
knock over some little old lady.
I will knock her over and put her in the home. Esterbrook made it's a little known fact. Esterbrook actually made a combo in black hard rubber with a 14 karat nib.
Combo?
It's a combo. It's an eyedropper combo. It's very, 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 very early. George Kovalenko is the one who pointed me out to that. There's actually an ad for them. They sold them on card. I mean, you know, they must have made, I don't know how many.
And you can't find a single one.
Yeah, I think finding one's going to be really, really tough. If we ever find one, it's going to be.
Mortgage the house so Brian can have this combo.
You know, it's one of the few Esterbrooks we don't have.
Well, I mean, that's true.
You know, it's early 1910, somewhere in that range. I have to. It's been a while since I looked at it, but I have a picture of the ad, so I know what it looks like.
Okay.
So that would be my dream pen right there.
My only others aren't really dream pens because eventually I'll buy them. My Primavera and my Soleil. It's just a matter of when Sarge gets one and is willing to part with one.
Right.
But probably just the Coronet and the Toledo. I've always wanted them, but I won't buy them because I wouldn't use them, and it just seems silly.
Well, I tell you what, if we ever buy a Coronet, I want that dang thing to work because those are a pain to repair.
Well, and it's got to have the adjustable nib, and you know, it's just not going to happen.
You know, just because just the way that the lever, the pressure bar is on those things, it's just a total pain to repair. So I don't want to have to do that if I don't have to.
And then somebody asked about daily carry since I've been remiss in getting those blog posts up. So I have mine. Do you have yours?
I sort of do. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, since I've stopped teaching during the day, I am home now. Just working for us, and that's lovely, but I don't go anywhere except shows, so I don't really carry much with me. So I have, when I do go out, and generally in my purse, I have my red pen case so that I can always find it inside my navy blue purse. And inside said awesome, super luxurious pen case is pen number one.
Hang on. What? Let me make the. There we go. Go ahead. I have the screen is all you now.
All right.
Pen number one.
Pen number one.
Oh, that's nice looking.
That is. I got it for Christmas. I do believe.
I believe we have video of that one.
Yeah. Yes. I think I yelled at Sarge in that video, actually.
You did.
Pen number two.
What is that? Is that tortoise?
That is tortoise.
And so for those of you listening, pen number one was the Aurora 75th anniversary, the red.
That Brian got from Sarge for Christmas. He bought from Sarge for me for Christmas this past year.
So number two,
my tortoise pelican.
M400N.
Anniversary
present this year, yeah. The one I just sort of tucked it in her pad in Chicago as we're setting up, and then she's grabbing it and she throws the thing. She's like, well, oh no, you know.
When we're setting up, we're bending over a lot. And if I wear my badge too early, if I put it on too soon, then it's constantly kind of banging into things. So I'll just kind of get impatient and yank it off and just kind of toss it. So maybe I should.
I should check it before.
Yeah, I should mention,
I went through great pains to get this pen for her because this actually, and this is worth mentioning here, this actually is the third 400NN that I've had to get for you. Do you remember the first one?
It broke.
It was a couple of years ago. I bought it, and when I got it, I'm like, great, I'm going to make sure it works. I inked it up. I took it to work, and I go into work, and I had a meeting. You don't remember this? Oh, I had a meeting with my new boss at the time.
Oh.
And I go into the, you know, I bring my pad of paper. I have one pen, and I sit down to take notes, and the thing leaked all over me. And I think it leaked in my pocket, too. So I have a new boss. I've got a new pen. I have a handful of ink. So that was cool. So we returned that one. And then I was going to get you another one in Little Rock this year.
Yeah, that didn't work.
And it didn't work out because somebody was actually trying it, and I forget what happened. The section snapped off the pen or something. I'm like, you know what? I don't think I want to buy that one. So finally, I squared away with Joel Hamilton. I said, listen, just get me one. And yep. And it was like within 10 minutes of seeing him in Chicago, he just hands it to me. I slip him some money on the side, and there we go. So
there you go.
So do you have any other ones in your case there?
I do. And this one is near and dear to my heart.
Is that our Atlanta?
That's my DuPont, my Atlanta acquisition. We traded.
Thank you, and Peggy.
Peggy, I love you. I love this pen. I knew that it was going to be brought to us to consider, and I teasingly told her I hated her because as soon as she took it out and put it in my hand, I was like, I hate you. This isn't coming back.
It's stunning.
It's gorgeous.
I mean,
it's
if you weren't going to buy it, I was going to buy it.
It's got this maquillé kind of finish. It's just gorgeous. And it writes like a dream. Yeah, love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, actually, I used that the other day for something. What was I doing?
My pen?
Yeah.
What are you doing using my pen?
Well, you gave it to me.
I did? Well.
Yeah, it was either that or a Pilot Pilot Knight. And then you had,
oh, I like my Knight.
You had something else in there that at the time.
My Knight and my Stella, yeah.
Oh, and the Stella, yeah, wow. Yep. I mean, they're all good pens, but...
No, I love the DuPont, and it has such a great story because we traded for it, and then we went to dinner, and we both were thrilled with the trade, and, you know, that was the Mexican restaurant that didn't have, what, burritos or something?
No burritos, and it was supposed to be inexpensive, and what did we end up paying, like $80 for dinner or something crazy like that?
At the Mexican place?
Yeah, it was ridiculously expensive. It was expensive. I couldn't believe it.
That's fine. But we got to hang with the posse, so that was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So.
So.
So anyway, all right. So some fun questions from.
Wait a minute. What? You're just gonna skip right over me? What am I, chopped liver?
You no. You're not.
Wow.
Home of burger maybe,
just,
but all right.
Just
so
because
you're...
I only like use like two different colors of ink and.
Well, there is that. All right, so your daily carry,
all right,
Mr. Anderson, what do you carry these days?
Actually, for the last 2 weeks, even though I carry in my laptop bag, I carry 2 4 pen cases. One is that luscious blue leather that we had limited run of, and then one is a nice brown leather case that you're holding it up. Give it's
gorgeous.
There it is. What is that? A 3?
That's a 3.
That's a 3. Okay.
Yeah. But it gets lost in my purse. So.
I have 4, so I have those packed. Those are full of all sorts of stuff. There's an Aurora 88 in there. There's a Parker Sonnet. There's I don't even know what's in the other one. The Schaefer Legacy, I think, is in one of them. Lamy 2000. But I've only been using 2 pens for like the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
And that's, this M600, which is just really it's a super pen. It's the size is just perfect, and you know this is actually I've only had one other. You can see I've only had one other Pelican before this, and that was an M200. I had an anthracite model a long time ago, which was a good pen, but I can never get past the nib. The nib was just really finicky. It never started right away, and I couldn't get past it. So. I let that one go, and I haven't had one since. We had some other 200s for a while. What were those ones, those one models called? The ones with the little inlay in them, the black ones.
205s?
The 205s, yeah.
I think so.
They had a special name, I think, for that series. But
the not-so-great ones?
Not-so-great ones. Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's just the plated nib. The nibs are not the same, but this is a super pen, and I've been using it despite the Pelican 4001 turquoise ink that's in it. I like the pen. My plan is to write that out. And the other one that I've been using for the week is I've been using the Paragon again, which is really just a great pen. In fact, I remember a couple weeks ago. I had lunch with our friend Dave, and I always bring pens for him to play with. And actually, I was fixing a pen for him. I did a little impromptu nib work at the burrito lunch.
The 215.
And
says.
Oh yeah, 215. That's it. Yeah.
So you mean you're
torturing Dave. I let Dave play with this. Yeah, and it was funny because you know I had like 8 pens with me, 8-10 pens with me. I may have had more. I can't remember. I had a boatload of pens, right? So Dave's going through, oh, yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Oh, I like that. That's nice. And then he gets this one, and he writes with it, and he's like, oh, that's nice. Then he writes a little bit more, and he's like, oh, that's nice. And like, I'm starting to wonder, like, am I going to get the pen bag? What's going on, you know? But, yeah, it's really, really a sweet writer. It also has a fine nib, but it writes more like a medium. So that's really the only 2 pens I've been using all week.
But, well, I think it's mean of you to tease Dave.
No. Dave's got a nice little collection going.
He does.
He's got some nice pens. He's got a 300. He has an Intensity now, which is a super pen. And he's got a Monteverde and a number of Schaefers. So.
Yeah. He's really collecting. He's doing it right. He's going slow. He's doing the research. He's trying them. Yep, he's what?
Buying them with nibs.
Yeah, he's taking lessons from me on that one. Buy a pen with a nib.
Just kidding.
But he's doing the right research, and he's taking his time, coming by and trying. You know, the showroom is absolutely the best place to do that. You sit and you try it, and then he decides, and you know, he kind of plans out his purchases. So. And it's always fun to see what he decides on. Sometimes he thinks he wants something, and then he switches to another one. So yeah. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, you can see the gears spinning in his head.
Yeah.
And then I give him something else. He's like, oh, crap, why did you do that? So.
Yep.
But anyway, so that's it. That's just those 2. That's all I've been using for the week.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, maybe we should challenge ourselves to switch for next week.
Please.
Okay, maybe not.
I'm sorry. Wow. My Paragon is like your 75th anniversary. There's just no way.
Oh, I love that pen. Yeah, considering it's got a medium nib, and usually I like a fine, but...
Well, you know, there it is.
All right, well, let's move on.
All right, we got some new stuff on the website, I suppose, we should talk about.
We do. We've got a boatload of stuff this week, and...
I'll let you start, and I'm going to bring up the rear.
Okay. Organic Studio. We've got 5 new inks from Organics plus 4 more from Organics that are Pendleton Brown original colors.
Get out.
I know, it's kind of cool. They got funky names too. So let's see, new from Organics, we've got Potassium, we have Arsenic, Walt Whitman, Jules Verne, and Emily Dickinson. And those of you, if you like the Pelican Edelstein Tourmaline, that bright hot pink, you're going to love Emily Dickinson. Aziza, you need this ink.
Did you say Walt Whitman?
Walt Whitman, yeah.
You did say Walt Whitman, yeah. That's a nice green.
Actually, it's kind of a funky color. It's kind of a yellow-green, like a sepia almost. It's not as, I guess I expected it to be kind of brighter, but it's almost like a mossy green. It's really pretty. It's very similar.
The cards?
I do. Yep, very similar to Stipula Musk Green, which is a huge seller for us.
Okay, so now this is a really, hang on just a second. Hanging it up there. Put it back up. Is a terrible way to get an idea what the color is, but
it is. It absolutely
it's a really
is.
Cool color.
But since we just got them in and just got the swabs done and don't even have the swabs up on the site, so the Walt Whitman is a really pretty, it's kind of a cool shade of green. The more I look at it, the more I like it. It's very similar to Stipula Musk. Arsenic is kind of a cool gray. Jules Verne is a very pretty blue. Very, very pretty. Okay. I got to show you. Emily Dickinson, it's like, woo, pink.
There's one thing I can tell you about that ink.
You're not going to use it.
It's not going to be in any of my pens. It'll be in somebody's pen, but not mine. So
Potassium. I'm just going to skip right over you. Right. Potassium is kind of a cool shade of purple. So.
Let's see that. I'm going to see that Jules Verne.
Jules Verne, find it. Yes, sir. Where's Jules?
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty bright blue. I like it a lot. But yeah, Emily Dickinson, super bright, and Walt Whitman's kind of cool. And then the Pendleton colors are kind of fun. He had a lot of fun working with Tyler. Yeah, it is pink. I think my favorite is the Kokomo, which I always want, like, I always hear the Beach Boys singing in the background.
You know, they have medication for that.
I know, but so anyway, we saw these colors. He and Tyler debuted them in Raleigh, and he asked us if we would carry them. And yeah, Pendleton's a good friend, and these are great colors. So we're excited to have these available.
Okay, very good.
That's cool. Yep.
We have a couple new repair supplies and some accessories and things coming up.
Well, we've had a lot of requests for some of the things that we use or some of the things that we've had, like at shows, and we just don't seem to get them up on the site. That whole
day job thing is just
we're
really
working
on it.
In
the way of all the fun. But you know, we have these now, and if you see these, wonder what the heck these are. These are gripper pads, and these things are amazing.
Super awesome.
You got a bottle that you can't get open, you know. They're, you know, or grabbing a section, or you know, you can cut these, and you know, you can use them. They're real super.
They're slightly tacky, but not sticky. And then they're great for just giving you a little traction, a little grip for removing sections or anything else that you might need. And you get three of them, and they're a big 6x6, so
yep.
6x6 inches. So we're excited to have that.
So we've got that, and we also have these guys. Everybody keeps asking us about brass flossing sheets.
We've had them forever, but we finally got them up on the site.
So we have those, and
I'm excited about this.
What's
next? This one.
So you know what this is here, right? See, it looks like just.
I know what that is.
Two pieces of paper, but it's not just any ordinary paper. It's blotter paper.
There should be three sheets.
Well, there is. It's. Wow.
Just make it work.
Jeez, so, look at that. Okay, so there's three.
Blotter paper. We've, again, had it for a while. Finally getting around to putting it up on the site. And it's awesome. Perfect weight. Good size.
Yeah.
And then we'll have several other things coming soon. I've got a bunch of stuff on the way. Repair supplies, other accessories. A lot of exciting things coming up in the next month or so.
Yep.
So, let's see. We are mostly restocked in Diamine. We got two ginormous boxes. The poor, was it UPS lady, FedEx, whoever delivered it, was like staggering, making several trips up to the house, carrying these huge boxes. So I think maybe they should pack the ink differently so it's not quite. I would rather have more boxes that weren't quite as heavy. If you drop one, that's a big problem.
Right. Well, they haven't ever done that, so they're pretty tough.
Not that we know of.
All right, what else?
Let's see. Ink samples are now up to 3 milliliters, up from 2.5.
Just because it's really annoying to try to measure 2.5, so it's just...
Yeah, we've got the marking on the vial, but there's also...
Three is easier.
And, you know, there's certainly enough in the bottle, and there's enough margin on the cost. I think these are now the largest samples available. A couple other people, I think, offer them, but I think they're now the largest. And, you know, ink samples have been around forever.
Yeah.
I think it was Pear Tree Pens had them.
Jim had a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah, I think he used glass vials.
In fact, we almost got, I don't want to say suckered into buying those vials, but.
Yeah, we didn't do it. But when we bought out a number of his, a number of things that he had when he was closing his store, those were included. And even before that, Anne Marie of the Ink Palette used to do samples. This is going back, 10, 15 years now. So, you know. But we just decided to bump it up and just make it an even 3. And this way you probably can get 2, maybe 3 fills out of it,
2, 3
depending
fills,
on the pen. So it really gives you a great way to try out the ink. What else is going on?
The big news, I think, for the week. I have something in my hand here. It's very small. That I don't think anybody else has. So this is pretty cool. This right here, see this? Is the new Noodler's non-flex nip.
Repeat and this.
Do I have to say it 10 times fast? Because there's a lot of ends in there. The new Noodler's non-flex nib.
So non-flex
non-flex.
Fits in what?
It fits in all the Ahabs and the Conrads. Comes in fine and medium. And I guess you'd call that number 6 size. It's pretty big nib.
Yep. We actually picked them up in Boston, and we weren't allowed to put them up until recently. So
yeah, we weren't given clearance until yesterday?
A couple days ago. Yesterday or the day before. I had a lengthy conversation with Nathan today, and he thinks they're going to do well. He's excited to be able to offer them, and we think they're going to be beautiful.
Yeah, if you've got one of the, you know, if you like the design of the Conrad, which I do, but you hate the flex nib, or you can't get it to work for you, This right here is gonna solve your problem. You know, you don't have to deal with that flex part of it.
Some people want the flex, and some people can do amazing things with flex nibs. I love some of the patterns of the Conrads, that Tahitian tortoise is to die for, and some
acrylics,
of the others,
the ebonites.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I don't use a flex nib, so this is perfect.
Yeah. So we got
and you've got fine and medium.
Fine and not that you can. I'm holding this nib up, like you can tell that this one's a fine nib. You know, that's just not.
Yeah. But here's, I think, the best part. How much are they?
How much do you think these are? These $20? It's gonna be like one of those TV shows. $20? No. $15? No, not even $15.
I can name that price in
$2.
$2.
$2 for this guy.
How much is that in lira?
How
much is that in pesos?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's not much. So it's $2. So if you have that, you know, that pen that you like and you can't get it to work, I mean, $2 could solve your problem. So in those acrylics, if you like the acrylics, but you've been nervous about spending $40 on another Noodler's flex pen after you've, you know.
Now you've got options.
So we have them available.
Very excited to have them. I think it's going to be beautiful. So, what else do we have going on?
Guess what's next week?
My birthday.
It is not your birthday.
Oh.
In 8 days from now.
What?
8 days from now, what are we going to be doing? On the road again.
We start every trip, every show. With Willie Nelson singing On the Road Again.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
The Miami Penn Show.
Yeah. Woo! South Beach, baby.
24
hours and 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
So we leave.
What do we say? We're going to leave at 9 o'clock on Wednesday
night. 9 o'clock Wednesday night. Yeah. We'll get there Friday morning, ready to frickin' rock.
Yeah. So it's a bird show.
Yep. Well, we'll talk more about it next week.
Well, we will, but
it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a good show. Every show that he runs is amazing. So if you're in the area and you're even thinking about it, just go. Just do it.
Yep.
Take off of work, whatever.
And we will have a couple new things to debut, or a couple new things that'll be available in Miami.
Yeah, we got a couple things that are coming down the pipe that'll be
just in
fresh
time. Yep. In fact, I think we're having a couple things shipped to the show.
Yep, so can't talk about it. So
nope. Not yet.
Top secret. Anyway, anything else? You got any other comments about Miami? We'll talk about it next week, I guess.
I think I need a tan.
And
it's gonna be great. When was
like
the last
we're gonna get out of the hotel anyway?
Well, we will. There's a poolside reception, so we will be out of the hotel poolside for a reception.
Oh yeah.
I know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, actually, the last time I was in Miami was the first Penn show I ever went to.
Mm-hmm. That was mine too.
That was actually the last weekend, I think I was in Florida. Like the next week, I moved to Wisconsin.
Mine was when it was still at the Biltmore.
Yeah. Oh, the Biltmore is a beautiful, beautiful hotel. So, but
yep.
Anyway, next week will be Tuesday will be the pre-show next week. And then,
ooh, wish list.
Yeah, wish list. So I've got a couple new things, I think. I'm gonna put
on there. Do you?
Yep.
I think I'm scared.
Anyway, you've got shout-outs, I suppose?
I have a couple shout-outs.
Yep.
Opened up the mail today, and I got an awesome note from Ed G on the back of a copy of an Esterbrook ad, so that was cool. I could see the word Esterbrook through the envelope, and I was like, in the post office, picked it up from the P.O. box. I'm just, like, trying to figure out what it is, holding it up to the light. You know, I could have just opened it. But to Ed, that was awesome. Thank you.
That was fun.
And, yep. Cool. And a quick shout-out to Joe D. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
So that's cool.
Enjoy your new pens, plural.
Exactly. Shout out to everybody in the chat.
And I got to give another shout out to Dan. Coming through like a trooper, offering to trade that nib for me. That's really above and beyond and very cool. So appreciate it, Dan.
Yep.
So
cool.
Everybody in the chat. And anything else this week?
No, I think the okay. chat people were doing their own thing, and Aziza was keeping them in line.
She's got hall monitor duty.
She's grumbling, though. When's your next show, Aziza? DC? Just go to Miami.
You can go to Miami. Come on. It's like
it's just
the
as
same,
hot as Texas.
Same longitude.
Notice. Just go.
Yeah, just come on.
Yeah.
You can help us out at the table.
There you go. Pay in pens.
All right. Comments, suggestions for topics, you know, use your pens. Write to us. At Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
But when you're right, you have to tell me what ink you use.
Yes, please.
I love that.
You wouldn't believe it. If you, oh, that's a pretty ink. What is it? I'm sorry they didn't tell us what it was.
I really do enjoy that greatly. Let's see. You can catch us online. You can email us.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Facebook.com/AndersonPens for those of you on Facebook.
Our blog is at blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, of course, is AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week.
Bye, guys.